Let me just say a brief couple of words about the program and the structure of the program. So we expanded this year the number of submission categories. Now we have 21, and the two new ones are, I had to write myself a note, so let me look, international and cross-cultural perspectives, and family issues and stakeholder experiences. Those are two new categories. Particularly, they were added because we wanted to increase the number of submissions in these areas, and in fact, that was very successful. We had lots of strong submissions in the two new areas, as well as in all the areas, and we have both oral sessions and panels on both of these new topics. So I'd recommend people checking them out if you're interested. We had over 1,400 abstracts that were submitted and roughly 250 expert reviewers recruited to help with the process. All abstracts were reviewed by three reviewers who didn't see the identity of the authors, so that reviews were done unaware. And we worked hard this year to get acceptance notifications sent out a little bit earlier. I think that we got them out a couple weeks earlier than in the past several years, because that is a very consistent theme in the post-conference survey, that people would like to know earlier so they can make travel plans earlier. And we hope that was helpful to all of you. Now, IMFAR isn't just about listening. We really want it to be about sharing ideas and having opportunities for discussion. So we are continuing some very popular things from last year. There was a lot of great feedback about the evening poster sessions, which also are a social opportunity. They have food and drink available, and also the lunch poster sessions. So we hope people will come and enjoy those as well. We're bringing you over 1,200 presentations that come from more than 40 countries, and they just span a very wide range of topics, from infancy to older adulthood, from basic science to clinical service utilization to cross-cultural perspectives, et cetera. So there should be, we hope, something for everyone here, and maybe something new you never thought you were going to know about. We have a couple of new things also to mention, and we'd love your feedback on these in the post-conference survey, so let us know how you like this. This year, for the first time, we offered the keynote speakers the opportunity to put together a panel on the same topic that they were speaking on in the keynote presentation, so that this would allow more depth of discussion and also some breadth, because there would be four additional speakers speaking on the same topic right afterwards. So keynote will present, there will be a short coffee break, and immediately following, if you're interested in that topic that the keynote presented on, you can stay in the same room and hear four other speakers in a panel on the same in the same area. So we hope that'll be very interesting for people. We took away the distinction between scientific and educational panels that we'd had the last few years, partly because pretty much all the panels served both purposes and were both scientific, luckily, and educational, luckily. So we don't have two different kinds of things, and so just wanted to alert people, you don't need to look for that there, but we hope that all the panels will serve both purposes. We revised the oral session format. Previously, oral sessions were composed of 8 papers from a submission topic area, and we've split this year into 2 shorter sessions of 4 papers each. They go back to back in the same room, but there's a break in between the 4 so that you can leave and go to a different one if you want. And the advantage of this is that now the oral sessions are more thematic because we were pulling together 4 papers. We could find 4 that were really on a very similar topic, as well as gave us an important opportunity, we thought, to offer an oral session to every submission topic, and that had not been the case in the past. So now, no matter what area you submitted to, there is the opportunity to present your abstract orally, not simply in poster format. And then finally, our online submission software this year was updated a bit so that if your submission was not accepted as a panel or an oral session, it would automatically be considered as a poster unless you opted out of that. And so we hope that that, again, was something welcome, but please let us know how that worked out. We do read the post-conference survey very carefully, so fill it out, please. And I just want to finish, after thanking the program committee and the topic chairs, by giving a huge thank you to Jennifer Gentry, who is with Association Resources, and the INSAR Administrative Director. She is a dream to work with, and we honestly could never have done it without her. She deserves a huge thank you. Also, Josh Andrews, who works with Confex and the online software. They're very, very available and approachable, wonderful people to work with. And finally, Laura Klinger, who was last year's program chair, co-chair. She instituted lots of the really helpful formats and structures of the program that we've continued, and she also was a really helpful liaison to us as we were struggling this year to figure out what we were supposed to be doing. So I want to thank all those people and all of you for being here. Thank you very much. And now I'd like to introduce Professor Francesca Happe, who is the president of IMFAR, and she's going to come up and say a few welcome words as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sally and Jackie, for all your hard work, and Bill. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the beginning of IMFAR 2015. I need to start by thanking our sponsors who make the meeting possible and help us to keep down the price of registration and do all the good things that Sally has just told you about. So our platinum sponsors are Autism Speaks and the Simons Foundation, our gold sponsors, the Autism Science Foundation, our silver sponsors, the Hillebrand Foundation, Mr. and Mrs. Kim Adams Marvin, Nancy Lurie Marks Family Foundation, and Roche, and bronze level, Lerner Family Foundation, and supporters, Novartis. So can we thank all those people, please? As Sally said, there are a number of people behind the scenes who make the meeting run smoothly and work incredibly hard. And Joe Dymek is the conference organizer from Conference Direct, and he just does a magical job. If any of you were in Atlanta last year and wondered how suddenly there were buses to take you through the rain to the aquarium, that was Joe organizing it with 5 minutes' notice, seeing that it was raining. So Joe is a marvel. Jennifer Gentry, Sally's already said, is another marvel and is making everything run smoothly throughout the conference. Kate Flaherty, her assistant from Association Resources, and Josh Andrews, who organizes all the abstract review through Confex. Now, you all know the meeting, IMFAR, but some of you may not realize that INSAR, the International Society for Autism Research, is much more than just the meeting organizer. So I want to say a little bit about what we've been doing, and I encourage you all, please, to join and take pride in being members of INSAR. The INSAR board that I've been having the pleasure to work with for the last 2 years is shown here. And the president's term is 2 years, after which I stay on the board for 2 years as past president. But at the end of the meeting this year, I hand over to Jerry Dawson. So I want to take the opportunity to thank the wonderful, wonderful people who've been on the INSAR board with me for the last 2 years. Helen Tager-Flisberg as past president, who's shared so much wisdom and patience and advice with me. Laura Grofer-Klinger, past treasurer, who also has very much supported the program, scientific program chair through her great experience and her many years also as treasurer. David Mandel, vice president, and I'll be saying more about the marvelous initiatives that he spearheaded for education. James McPartland, treasurer, who stays on the board for another 2 years with me. Connie Kasari, secretary, who has added, again, her wisdom and her insight, both clinical and scientific, to all of our decisions. And welcome Geraldine Dawson, who is president-elect, who will take over at the end of this meeting. Tony Bailey has been the editor of our journal, Autism Research, since it started, and he is an ex officio member of the board and has handed over now the editorship of that journal. So let me welcome the incoming board members for whom you as INSAR members voted. So the new vice president will be Craig Neuschafer from the A.J. Drexler Autism Institute. The new treasurer will be Raphael Bernier from the University of Washington. The new secretary will be Kasia Havarska from Yale Child Study Center. And the new editor of Autism Research, I'm delighted to say, is David Amaral, a past president of INSAR and a longtime supporter of the Society from, of course, the Mind Institute, UC Davis. So the new INSAR board will look like this. You can see all of us here. If you see any of us around the meeting, come and tell us how we can make INSAR even better. INSAR has a number of strategic initiatives, trying to set the bar high for the quality of autism research, trying to expand the scope so that INSAR and INFAR reflect all aspects of research into autism in children, in adults, in old age, trying to increase the global reach so that we're a truly international society, training the next generation of autism researchers, and also developing our own identity as a society. Now, when the board that I've just thanked came in, we realized that 2 years is not very long, and we focused on two initiatives, and I want to tell you very briefly what we've done in those areas. The first was the area of global reach, and this particularly was close to my heart as the first non-North American president that INSAR has ever had. We introduced very low rates for members in low and middle income countries for membership and for attending the conference, and we tried to address the issue of reaching further. There are many countries where we can't take the traditional INFAR meeting for financial and practical reasons. And so we've instigated for the first time this year a regional INFAR meeting. And it will be in Shanghai. It's Asia-Pacific Regional INFAR from the 6th to the 8th of November 2015 in Shanghai, China. And we're very excited to take some of the ideas and themes that INSAR holds dear to partner with Autism Speaks to hold this first regional INFAR. And we also hope to start an initiative for global open access autism research tools. If any of you are in San Sebastian, you will have heard Maureen Durkin's call to arms on this question. And I'm very glad that as past president, my personal responsibility will be global reach, and I will be able to help to move this forward with Maureen and many other people who care very deeply about this issue. Also on global reach, Andy Scheer from Autism Speaks has been a terrific leader in this area and a wonderful partner for me and for INSAR in trying to pursue this goal. And I'd like to invite all of you to the networking reception that will be held for advancement in global autism public health research and service capacity building. And that's tomorrow from 7 to 9:30 in the Riviera Room. Everyone is welcome. If you care about global autism research and provision, please feel free to come along. The other initiative that we focused on was training the next generation of autism scientists. We increased the number of student travel awards. We introduced a free early career pre-conference workshop, and that started last year before INFAR 2014 and happened again this year. And this was really the hard work of David Mandel and the student committee, and I gather it's been enormously successful providing support for grant writing skills. And new for 2015, INSAR, in partnership with the Simons Foundation and with the particular help of Greg Boustead, will host for the first time a Summer Institute for Autism Research, a virtual Summer Institute that is accessible to everybody around the world, through an online series of 6 weekly live and interactive presentations every Thursday from June 18th to July 23rd with the wonderful speakers Kevin Palfrey on brain function, Lynn Kugel on early intervention, Kathy Lord on diagnosis, Joseph Buxbaum on animal models, and Jeremy Veenstra van der Veel on pharmacology pipelines and Matt State on genetics. And you can go to their Safari website to find out more. There will be interactive sessions after the talks. There will be course material. So thank you again to David Mandel and to Greg Boustead for making that happen. So to achieve these goals, we really need the help of all of our members and particularly our committees. Our committees are made up of volunteers who, like the board members, give their work and their hours for free. And I want to thank all of the committee chairs and the committee members for all of their hard work, which has made those initiatives and all the other work of INSAR possible. So could I have a round of applause for our committee chairs and also maybe for our board members?